But there was that one instance when I did tease. The one and only time in my memory that I actively made fun of someone else. Maybe that's why it sticks out in my brain. Maybe that's why it still feels so shameful. We'll call this girl Shmina. Her actual name is Tina, but I'm trying to write in code here. Shmina was the girl who always seemed totally confident in herself. She developed breasts and a sense of humor light years before the rest of us, and she was popular in a way I would never be. One day in Mrs. Giacchetti's English class, when we were supposed to be writing a paper on Zora Neale Hurston, Shmina mentioned something about shaving her toes. I don't know why she mentioned it. I assume popular girls share grooming tidbits the way the rest of us mortals talk about the weather. But anyway, while I didn't say anything to her directly, I talked so much smack about it to my best friend later that day. Who shaves their feet? And more importantly, who has hairy digits in need of shaving? Shmina clearly has some kind of glandular disease she's not copping to. What a ridiculous conversation. Most people would have forgotten about a conversation like that by now, but it keeps haunting me years later. Because the whole time I was mocking Shmina and her hairy toes, I was totally shaving my own. To this day, hand to God, whenever I look down at my big toe and see that it's looking a little shaggy, I think about what a jerk my teenage self was. Jasper Rabbit was struggling in school. He was flunking math. He was failing spelling. The only subject he was passing was art. Jasper needed serious help. That's when he found the crayon. It was purple, pointy, and perfect. And somehow, it looked happy to see him. That night, Jasper knew he had to study for his spelling test, but Tales from the Carrot Patch was on. By the time it was over, he was way too tired to study. The test was a disaster. Jasper couldn't remember how to spell a single word. That's when he noticed something strange. Jasper picked up the crayon. Immediately, he spelled all the words correctly. Ocean, yellow, courage. When he got his test back, he got an A+ and a sticker. The crayon looked pleased. Creepy, but cool. After dinner, Jasper settled in to play Bunny Brawl 3. Math homework first, said Dad. Fine, moaned Jasper. That's when he saw it, scrawled in peculiar purple penmanship. Who needs math when you have Bunny Brawl 3? 3 hours later, he fell asleep, his game in one hand, the purple crayon in the other. What? Ellie asked, nearly choking on her burger. Drowned? Mac nodded, a grim expression on his face. In the stream that cuts through the property at the manor. He shook his head at the words. Must have tripped and fallen in. Sheriff found her face down in the water. Her housekeeper called him when she couldn't find Susie. Poor Lola was inside the house barking her head off. Coroner's doing an autopsy to see if maybe she had a stroke or a heart attack. I thought she died of old age or some ailment, Ellie said. Nope, Mac answered. That's what Val meant by her comment earlier. Quite frankly, the whole town's still in shock over it. Ellie sipped her milkshake as she pondered the last revelation. When will they have the results?
Should be any day now.
What a shame. She made it to 80-something and died like that?
Would have been 83 next month.
Yeah, it's a real shame, especially when she usually never went near the stream. Ellie screwed up her face at the news. Jeez, what bad luck. The one time you venture down to the water, you fall in and drown. Mac wiggled his eyebrows. With any luck, this should be cleared up soon, and you can have her buried. Things tend to move a little slow around here, so I wouldn't hold my breath, though.